spiritual practice. Sacrifice. The Keeper of Knowledge smiled, looking at the inspired faces of the students, sending each of them bright, pure energy of love and support.
Today, we've talked a lot about the mistakes people make while following the spiritual path.
The sage began, gazing through the foliage that covered the gazebo at the golden rays of the setting sun.
Now, you need practical experience because without practice, we cannot fully feel wisdom, pass it through ourselves, and reach the necessary realizations.
What will be the practice?
Young red-haired girl Anastasia leaned forward with lively interest. Her eyes lit up with anticipation of a new and exciting experience.
The practice is called sacrifice,
the sage explained willingly, casting a meaningful look at the students.
It will help you work on the mistakes you make on your spiritual path. You will be able to let go of what hinders your progress and gain support to overcome difficulties.
Why sacrifice?
Violetta asked with a playful tone, adjusting the folds of her bright red dress.
Are we going to sacrifice something or someone?
The last words she said in an obviously teasing tone elicited smiles among those gathered. The sage also smiled mischievously, but then his gaze turned serious.
Not someone, but something,
he explained with a touch of mystery in his voice.
To receive something, we always have to give something first. Otherwise, we won't be able to appreciate the value of what we receive.
So, do we have to sacrifice something material?
Oscar asked, getting up from his seat.
The sacrifice can be different and doesn't necessarily have to be something material. A person consists of habits and desires. We can sacrifice our time, effort, and energy. We must identify and sacrifice what hinders our spiritual growth, freeing up time and energy. Only then can we work on our mistakes, improve, and gain the strength to continue moving forward. But remember, the sacrifice must be proportional. It should correspond to the desire to attain something. We can sacrifice our idleness, immaterial dreams, lies, worries, duties, habits, and attachments that hinder us and prevent our growth. Think about it.
When the group of students led by the Keeper of Knowledge emerged from the cozy gazebo and set out along a narrow path, passing mighty ancient oaks and elegant birches in black and white sarafans, they were deep in thought. Each of them contemplated what they wanted to get rid of, which major mistakes on the spiritual path hindered their progress, and what they were willing to give in order to attain their desires. After half an hour, they arrived at the gently sloping bank of a full flowing river. Its surface was beautifully painted with orange strokes of the setting sun. Here, the air was more humid and cooler, but there was almost no wind. The teacher stopped, admiring the view, and pointed out to the students the flickering tongues of fire in the emerging twilight. The assistants had set up a bonfire a few meters from the water's edge. The students became livelier. Chatting cheerfully among themselves, they headed towards the fire, savoring the exciting anticipation of the upcoming spiritual experience.
Sacrifice can be made on a positive aspect, like on holiday, at sunrise or sunset, during the new or full moon,
explained the sage as they approached the bonfire.
To get rid of something, you can do it on a negative aspect, like during new moon nights, during an eclipse, or at sunset. Now, we will gather around the fire, raise our hands to the sky, and pray to God for His assistance.
The students dispersed around the crackling bonfire, tuning in for what was to come. Some even closed their eyes, raising their hands to the sky, trying to feel the harmony with the surrounding world, sensing the vibrations of subtle matters, aligning themselves with all four elements, and turning their thoughts to God, asking for His help in the upcoming spiritual practice. The sage stood in the circle with them, uttering words of a simple prayer. When it ended and everyone lowered their hands, the teacher's assistant, Helena, entered the meditative circle. She was a tall girl with deep, dark gray eyes, dressed in a loose-fitting long white dress, and her flowing brown hair was secured with a wide scarlet ribbon across her forehead. On her open palms, she gently held a loaf of black bread.
"Now, my assistant Helena will approach each of you,"
the sage said solemnly.
"Place your hands on the bread and tell us what you want to get rid of, which mistakes on the spiritual path you want to correct, and what sacrifice you are ready to make."
Helena gracefully moved towards the nearest student standing in the circle. She approached Adrian, a former schoolteacher, and he hesitated slightly before placing his hands on the bread, briefly closing his eyes to focus on his desire. After a few seconds of silence, during which the dry logs in the fire crackled rhythmically, he spoke thoughtfully.
"I want to get rid of rigid and stereotypical thinking, so I can perceive everything in a more essential and vivid way, not relying on ingrained mental programs. And for this, I will go on an off-site seminar to the Place of Power, which I've been planning for a long time but never had the time to go."
The students listened to Adrian's words with deep respect, and their spiritually inspired faces revealed that they fully supported and understood this aspiration, this spiritual impulse. The teacher's assistant nodded almost imperceptibly and smoothly moved on to the next student who stood on the left. She remembered the instructions of the sage for conducting this practice. To receive something, one needed to move clockwise, and to get rid of something, on the contrary, counterclockwise. On the left side of Adrian stood Anastasia. When the assistant approached her, her cheeks slightly blushed.
"I want to get rid of my fears,"
she said cautiously, placing her hands on the bread.
"To stop being afraid of the darkness. For this, I will practice to disidentify myself from my fears every day."
Helena paused in front of Anastasia for a few seconds, looked at the teacher, catching his approving, warm gaze, and moved on to the middle-aged brunette named Maria.
"I want to get rid of dark images in my imagination that hinder me from praying and staying mindful,"
the woman said enthusiastically as her palms touched the sacrificial bread.
"For this, I will pray before every meal without fail."
"And I want to get rid of negative thoughts, of judging other people. And for this, I promise to attend every meeting with the teacher,"
said the young and sporty student Irene, with inspiration when it was her turn.
"I will practice daily to ridicule my negative thoughts, exaggerate them, laugh at myself and my negativity."
In the meantime, the turn came to the energetic and erudite student. With a quick motion, he turned his cap backwards to open up his gaze and eagerly extended his hands.
"I want to completely rid myself of selfishness so that even negative emotions can be used for spiritual growth and creative expression,"
the young man said abruptly.
"Even if it seems like there's no time, I will always plan and find it. And I will earn a seminar at the House of Power."
"And I want to get rid of irritability, to become gentler, to avoid sharp corners in my relationship with my husband,"
Violetta said emotionally.
"So I will meditate on the Sri Yantra daily."
One of the last to place her hands on the bread was Elizabeth, the elderly woman with a remarkably youthful and vibrant gaze and regally dignified movements, closed her eyes to collect her thoughts. After a pause, she spoke.
"I want to detach myself from my old reactions to difficult situations. I want to eradicate negative manifestations in myself, fear, envy of others, despondency, laziness. I will meditate every day to align myself with elevated emotions."
As each student voiced their desire to rid themselves of something negative and sacrifice for it, the teacher looked at them with warmth.
"Now we will make this sacrifice,"
he said solemnly.
"We will offer this bread to the fire. At this moment, we should hold hands. We must think about our desire and sacrifice and contemplate why we are offering it. This way, we can cultivate a strong intention. The bread will burn, transmuting into the subtle level along with the energy of your desires, and from there, their materialization will begin, according to the extent of your sacrifices."
With these words, the sage solemnly took the loaf from the assistant's hands and offered it to the bonfire. The yellow tongues of flame immediately engulfed the offering, eagerly consuming it, accepting this sacrifice. The students held hands as they gazed at the flickering fire, cultivating their intentions. At that moment, each of them was absorbed in their own thoughts, yet simultaneously, they felt united with the entire group, the teacher, and the flickering flames that caressed their spiritual, trembling, and excited faces. As the circle closed and the palms of the students touched each other, the rays of the setting sun descended lower, and the quivering tongues of restless flames illuminated with a truly magical, iridescent light, scattering a myriad of semitones, playing with hundreds of glimmers. With a crackling sound, columns of sparks soared upwards, and for a moment everyone saw a thick column of light rising into the sky from the bonfire. When the practice came to an end, the students thanked God and released their hands. On their faces blossomed trembling smiles. It was evident that they were filled to the brim, that right at that moment, they had an extraordinary experience that revealed a particle of goodness and light within each soul.
"I've never experienced anything like this,"
Anastasia exclaimed in admiration.
"When we held hands, I felt such a surge of energy. Now, I feel that I'm not alone and can handle any fears."
Her eyes sparkled like two precious gems.
"Me too,"
Maria emotionally chimed in.
"I saw the column of light. It's incredible. I've never had so much strength, so much energy."
"Oh, I saw it too,"
Violetta said, smiling joyfully.
"And you know, something in my head just clicked. I understood my mistakes before, but now, it's as if I was blind. And suddenly, I gained sight and saw everything so clearly, down to the smallest details. Now I feel like I won't deviate from the path."
"I feel like singing and dancing,"
Irene exclaimed, playfully shrugging her shoulders and doing a little dance.
"And inside me, it's as if an invisible pillar has strengthened. Support has emerged to uproot my weaknesses,"
Elizabeth said softly. But her powerful emotions were evident as tears glistened in her eyes. The students were so excited and exhilarated that they continued to share their impressions with each other, dancing and rejoicing in the newfound awareness. The sage watched them with a bright smile, like a father watching his child who dared to admit their mistakes and use that experience on the path ahead.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.